This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with ma'am. What is your name?
Kathy Mecker.
Kathy Mecker. So, Kathy, how did you get originally connected to St. Joan of Arc, and where were you born in what year?
So, I grew up in Indianapolis on the north side. I'm one of 10 kids, so I'm daughter number 5.
Okay.
And grew up at St. Matthew's Parish. But the way we, my husband and I both, I worked for Lilly all of my career in Indianapolis. And the way we got connected with St. Joan of Arc is when we came back from an assignment in Arizona, we moved into Meridian Kessler. And that's when we first started going to church at St. Joan of Arc.
Okay, so as you've grown with the parish, and obviously you have a lot of siblings, did they also go to St. Joan of Arc, or was it just you and your husband?
So we, my whole family grew up on the north side and went to St. Matthew's. So I grew up in St. Matthew's. So we would play St. Joan of Arc in kickball. It was, you know, that was a big rivalry back in the day. But we actually got married in St. Joan of Arc.
Okay.
So my husband and I, and we met when we were in high school, and our church was under construction when we got married. So we, St. Joan of Arc was known as the most beautiful church in Indianapolis. So we chose it to get married, and little did we know at the time that we'd be moving back to Indianapolis and it would become our home parish 18 years later.
That's great.
Yeah, most of my siblings are up in Carmel because my family relocated to Carmel from the north side in the 70s. And so that's where I went to high school, and that's where I met my husband.
Okay. So what type of involvement have you had with the church, or any committees or groups or French Market?
Yeah, so when we first joined St. Joan of Arc, it was in 2001. And we just immediately fell in love because it's just the people and the parish is so warm. And that year they didn't have French Market because of 9/11. And that was one of just a few, I think, this year as well. But I quickly got involved in a lot of stuff there. So I did lecturing and I really enjoyed that. And then I graduated to be the leader of the lectors for a while. And then I got sucked into St. Joan of Arc French Market with Father Pat Doyle. And he had a way of asking people to do things where you just couldn't refuse. I'm sure you've heard that from other parishioners.
I have.
And so Anne Bastinelli and I, she's another parishioner, we co-led the raffle. Father Pat talked us into doing that. And that was my first encounter with French Market. And I have to tell you, I had no idea of all the things that have to go on behind the scenes until I got involved. And we started with raffle, and I graduated over time to 1 year. In fact, I led the whole thing, which, again, it's one of those things where you think, will I even be able to do it? But so many beautiful people that volunteer each year and are so knowledgeable and so giving with their hearts and their time, it just makes it a really special kind of community event, both in terms of the people who put it on as well as the people who come every year and support it. So those are some of my best memories every year, is being part of that. And I've done pretty much everything at French Market you can imagine. So I've done raffle and sponsorship and cooking and setup and tear down and all of that.
What's one of your favorite food booths?
Yeah, my favorite food booth is the Torte Flambé. and the beignets. So the peonies, every year the peonies do the beignets, and that's a phenomenal, like, historic tradition. We have to have beignets every year. But the Tarte Flambé is also fun because that group, as well, they have so much fun actually making those. The people in the booth have just as much fun making it as they do serving it. And it's all the food is so delicious.
That's great. All right, so who would be a couple people that, you know, you've been able to work alongside or just you think that if maybe you haven't been able to work alongside him, but that has just done a lot for the church?
So the most amazing thing at St. Joan of Arc is every Easter when the lights come up slowly at each Easter Vigil Mass. It's truly a moving experience. But what's special to me and the people who are special is the year that my husband actually came into the church. So he grew up in Meridian Kessler as well as an Episcopalian over at Trinity. And he went to church with me for years, came to Catholic Mass with me for years just as a support in my family. But one year, Melinda Ravelli just started chatting with him about if he were ever interested in actually becoming Catholic. And so I owe her a great deal of gratitude, and because that gentle nudge caused him to explore a little bit more. And eventually over the course of like 12 months, he did the RCIA program and became Catholic. So I got to actually have a really moving experience at the Easter Vigil and having my husband come into the church.
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah, and especially to have it happen at St. Joan of Arc, where we were married, because we have so much emotion tied up in just, you know, the church itself and the meaning of it. I would also say the other thing is that's special to me is the faith journey that my kids have had at St. Joan of Arc. So both my kids, while they went to St. Richard's for school, because that's where my husband went to school when he was a kid, so we felt a connection there. But they went to church at St. Joan of Arc, obviously, every Sunday, and then they were part of the altar server group there. So they were altar servers from the time they were in like first grade all the way through. I think they even, Father Pat had them doing it in high school. And then they eventually they became Eucharistic ministers, and they both stayed very active in their faith, going to Cathedral High School, and even are both very active even today. So I feel like St. Joan of Arc, really the people of St. Joan of Arc, provided such a great example of what faith-filled community looks like, that it was very powerful for my children and has then now gone into the next generation, which is really a special gift.
That's great. Well, I really appreciate you sharing. I know the parish will as well. If you don't have, do you have anything else you'd like to add, maybe for somebody considering going to St. Joan of Arc?
Yeah, I think probably the biggest thing is the whole concept of a volunteer. So there are tons of people, and like I said, French Market was a perfect example, but there's so many other people who just quietly work behind the scenes and bring their time and their talent and their treasure. And those are probably some of the deepest and best friendships that I've enjoyed working alongside of so many dedicated people who, you know, you just learn so much by working side by side with them for a common cause. And so those are the special moments when I've learned the most, is when I've worked, you know, gotten to really work side by side with folks. So that idea of volunteering is such a prevalent piece of the history of St. Joan of Arc. And I think the other really special thing about it is the church. So back in the 70s, you know, a lot of churches got remodeled. People wanted to modernize and all of that. And we've been able to survive all that and maintain the historic nature of the church and the architecture. And my husband and I live in a big old house on 45th Street. So, you know, we get it about the how important it is to have that tradition and that history. And a lot of that is manifested in the architecture, like the marble and the limestone. And now these, you know, the restoration is so powerful. It's like breathtaking. So it's a beautiful place, both in terms of structure as well as the community. So,
okay. Well, I thank you very much. I know the parish will also love hearing, you know, your perspective on it and how you'll be able to get married and everything, and your husband, you know, becoming Catholic. I think that's great. And but I'm going to close this out, and you just stay on the line for a second, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.